SBS Radio.
Let's say hello to the co-creator of the Ghetto Cabaret, Galit Klass. Hi, Galit.
Hi, Amit. Hi, Shalom.
Tell us about yourself in a few words.
Well, I'm an actress. I'm a singer. And I write now. And I've also directed a little bit. I basically work in the theatre.
How long have you been doing this?
I feel like it's probably since I graduated high school or even before. When I was very young, I always wanted to be either an actress or a rower, but I never, ever rowed in my life. So I just went into theatre.
Tell us about your upcoming play, The Ghetto Cabaret.
Well, it's a musical. It's a cabaret. It's based on the songs that were written and performed in the Jewish ghettos of World War II. And then I've also written little sketches and scenes about life in the ghettos, as if it's kind of a cabaret that's also a contemporary cabaret and also a cabaret that could have been performed at the time, so that they're actually poking fun at the different classes in the ghetto, or they're poking fun at the Jewish administration. And then you have that paired with this, all the music that was written, some of it quite sarcastic and some of it very tragic and beautiful.
What inspired you to take on this project, as I guess it's not an easy one?
No, I feel like as long as I would continue researching, I'll never really understand the time. And I was approached a couple of years ago by the Kadima Jewish Cultural Centre to create an evening, a cabaret. They basically expected a concert of songs that were written in the ghettos. And then as I started to research, I just discovered that there was actual performances, and they were very, very popular. There were full theatres and all kinds of different performances, classical and jazz, and choirs, opera. And I found that, I guess, the contrast between what I understood life to be like in the ghettos and this huge art scene to be a very interesting sort of juxtaposition. So I started looking into the artists of the ghettos.
Productions like these obviously require a lot of research. Could you share with us what amazing things have you discovered in your research?
Well, I read a story that a whole flight of stairs just disappeared, wooden stairs disappeared in the middle of the night in the ghetto, in Lodz, or Łódź, they say, because there wasn't enough coal for heating. So everyone was freezing and the wooden structures just disappeared in the middle of the night. So I suppose just the lengths people go to have to survive really surprised me. But then also these moments of spiritual resistance really inspired me. So there's one story that I read about a woman in Treblinka who, and when they were asked to undress before they were going to the showers to be gassed. So she took she sort of drew a Nazi officer towards her, and apparently she was a very beautiful woman, an actress or a singer, we don't know exactly. And then she took his gun and she shot him. And that story just, it was retold by so many different people in so many memoirs, even though they had the facts a little confused. But those rare stories that you get of people really standing up and doing something very courageous, and the way that affected everyone's morale. And so they were really interesting, and also just that it was a real microcosm of any kind of society. So you had everyone in the ghetto. There were refugees that had come in from other shtetls. So if they weren't living in Warsaw or Lodz or whatever before, they had to be brought in and they didn't have anywhere to live. But then you had people that were smuggling and were actually getting rich. I don't know if it helped them survive in the end, but there was just so many different people and classes in the ghetto. So I found all of that really fascinating, because it's not the regular narrative that you often hear, you know, when you study the ghettos or the Holocaust.
And just because it's not an easy story to share, who is it really for, and what audience are you expecting to see on the opening night?
It's really interesting. When we first created this show, it was generally a Jewish audience. And now I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's a lot darker, the production this time. And it's not, for example, I wouldn't bring any kids, because it really goes into the horror. And I think it's sort of any brave people that are really interested to know some more about this time. But I think it's going to be a really fascinating show. Just putting together that music and also the reality of the ghetto, but performed in the way that we're doing, it's going to be interesting to anyone that is prepared to hear that.
So where can we watch it and when does it start?
Well, it's on at 45 Downstairs. It's a fantastic theatre in the city at 45 Flinders Lane. And if you go to the website of 45 Downstairs, you'll be able to find tickets there. Starts on the... We have previews from the 1st of August and we go till the 18th of August. So a three-week season.
Just to make it clear, we are talking about Melbourne CBD, a place called 45 Downstairs on August 1st. And for more information, please visit the Kadima website or just Google The Ghetto Cabaret. Galit Klass, writer of The Ghetto Cabaret, thank you so much for your time and good luck.
Great, thank you, Amit.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.